So tell me if you think this is as creepy as it sounds. I was jogging yesterday evening there at Seneca Park, right? And I'm just jogging around, and I see someone just sitting on one of the park benches by themselves. And I was thinking to myself, if this was during the day, I wouldn't have even considered it.
I wouldn't think twice, just a person sitting on the park bench enjoying the park in the middle of the day. It's fine.
Exactly.
At night, though, it's weird.
But at night, it seems
creepy.
Even when it's
so cold. It was cold.
Right, right.
And it's like, why are you sitting out in the cold?
Right, just sitting there, their hands on their knees. Just
the
sitting.
Hands on the knees?
Yes!
That's weird.
Just
that's
sitting.
That's weird. Like, no one sits like that but Forrest Gump.
Right.
Like, I don't
Forrest
understand
Gump
what's
or,
happening.
Or some sort of axe murderer or something. I don't know.
Right.
But just kind of sitting there, minding, you know, their own business. And, you know, they could have been listening to something on earbuds or whatever. They had a hat on. They had coat. They had pants, obviously, whatever.
But who sits there with their hands on their knees?
But was just sitting there. And I'm jogging by going, and I don't really think much of it until I passed this person twice. You know, I'd gone around the loop, you know. And then when I had passed the third time, they were gone. So I was just like, okay.
So they didn't move?
No.
Was it a real person?
Right. Was it a real person?
Did you see a ghost? Did you see a Seneca Park ghost?
So I was just sitting there going, man, you know, again, during the day, had this been 2 hours earlier, wouldn't have thought anything of it.
No big deal.
But the fact that the sun had set, it was dark, there's eerie lights around, and this person's just by themselves on a park bench.
Not looking at a phone and not reading a book?
No. Creepy.
Just sitting.
Creepy. Yep. Creepy.
That is strange.
Creepy. And then, you know, I started going down the wormhole of my own thoughts and thinking, okay, now I'm at a park, so it's not necessarily as weird and creepy because it, you know, it's dark. But is jogging or running at night creepy? Like during the day, obviously it's fine. You see joggers out, all that stuff. At night, does it take on a creepier sort of aura?
I feel like it's more dangerous. You run the risk of people not seeing you unless you're wearing like proper reflective clothing, correct?
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's, if you're in the park, no one's driving. But yes, it's still, if you're just like jogging on a street in the neighborhood, you run that risk.
Maybe.
Kelly from Crescent Hill said none of this was weird until the hands on the knees.
Right?
I think that's what we all are fixating on.
Right?
It's the hands on the knee. Why are you sitting like that? Did they have gloves on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least they were bundled up.
Yeah, bundled up, just sitting there, hands on knees, and was like that both times when I went by.
Okay.
And then they were gone.
Okay. Now,
so,
well, maybe they had to take a minute and were just deep in thought, thinking about something.
Deep in thought. Thinking.
I mean, sometimes you just need to get out of the house
again,
and think about whatever.
It could have been.
Be one with your thoughts.
It could have been as just innocent as them just walking around, getting tired, sitting and going, you know what? I'm going to sit here for a minute, continue to listen to, you know, 99.7 DJX.
Sure.
And, you know, then pick up and move on before I hit, you know, go to my car and leave. I don't know. But
okay, but you never did see them actually get in the car and exit.
No, I didn't.
Just they were gone.
No, just gone.
Again, are you sure it was a real person?
Yes, I'm sure it was a real person.
I feel like maybe you saw a ghost.
So what are some other things that you can do during the day, but at night is creepy or weird?
Okay. A lot of people are saying maybe bro is going through something. Or meditation can take many forms. Maybe they were out in the park meditating.
Exactly.
Hands on the knees.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, I mean, all of this is reasonable.
They sound like they were deep in thought.
Yeah, exactly. All of this is reasonable. I just didn't talk to this person and find out.
It struck you as odd at the time.
Yeah, it just kind of struck me as odd. So anyways, was just thinking about that and then thought, okay, what are some other things that, you know, during the day, not a problem. During the night, though, creepy.
Kelly says going to school. That might be weird at night. Like, I think you're a little late.
Yeah, that would be a little bit creepy. Yeah.
That's an odd time for that.
Sassy Matt writes in, sunbathing at night.
Yeah, that's not going to be as effective.
Yeah, sort of just like laying out.
Yes.
Maybe laying out on and just kind of laying down and things like that.
Like in a bathing suit.
Bathing
also
suit
odd in the winter.
That would be weird.
Yes.
That would be weird as well.
1,000%.
So, all right. Well, maybe we can like explore some of these, you know, go down this wormhole a little bit. 502-795-1997. Think about that. We'll do some more coming up next. So I was jogging last night, you know, at the park. And then saw a person just sitting on a park bench by themselves, hands on knees, not really moving. I passed them a couple times going around the loop there at Seneca Park. And I just thought to myself, man, that is creepy.
It's weird at night, but during the day, maybe not so much.
Yeah, I was going to say, like during the day, I would have passed by them. Wouldn't even have thought 1 second about it. But going at night, and just the shadows, and it just took on this weird, weird, eerie sort of feeling. And I'm sure everything was fine. Everything was fine, I'm sure. But it was just weird in the moment.
Yeah.
So what are some other things that you could do during the day that's just fine, but then at night, weird?
Driving an ice cream truck?
Driving an ice cream truck.
Especially with the music. The music is fine during the day.
Yeah.
But during the night, automatically creepy, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be.
Your kids.
That would be.
Some ice cream.
Got a text from Kansas who said, visiting someone at the graveyard.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
At during the day, everything's fine. You're paying your respects. At night, it's like, what are you doing?
Right. Why didn't you do this during the day?
What are you doing?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Oh. Looking with binoculars.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, bird watching during the day.
Sure.
Normal. People do that.
Right.
At night, what are you looking at, sir?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, are you in my neighborhood and realize that I haven't actually installed blinds yet on my picture window and are just like looking in?
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I don't. That's not good. Oh, walking around in a bikini.
Yeah,
again.
I was going to say, same type of deal
like
as sunbathing where,
you can do that at night.
During the day, just fine. At night, a little bit creepy.
Walking with balloons?
Sure.
Yes. Okay. Although that might be a little creepy, even depending on who you are, I feel like. Clown? If you're a clown, walking with balloons.
Okay.
Fun and festive during the day.
Or if you're a mime.
Horror movie at night.
Got a message from a listener, playing in a park or on the playground. Yeah, at night, up to no good.
Yeah.
Listen, I know from experience, things happen at playgrounds that aren't kid friendly all the time.
How do you know this, sir?
I'm saying we've all been through our 20s, haven't we?
Our 20s? Our 20s?
Sassy Matt rolls in and says, gardening. Like, whose body are you burying?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, you can't know. You can't see properly. Like, you're burying something.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah,
that's funny.
At night,
that's
for sure.
Funny.
Oh, wow.
Same deal as gardening. Carrying a shovel. Perfectly fine.
Yes.
But at night, what? Again,
where are you going with that, buddy? What are we going to be doing with that, buddy?
What are we doing?
Yes. Oh, walking around whistling. Kelly says, yes, that is, whistling can be kind of creepy. It can, well, again, I just keep thinking of the creepy guy from one of the Poltergeist movies, a really old guy.
Sure.
He's just like, oh, what is in this house? You're walking around whistling. It's just weird, right?
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah. Like Amy says, hey, you know, you guys were talking about schools, like being on a playground and stuff like that. Walking the halls as a kid during the day, completely normal. But walking the halls at a school at night, creepy.
Yeah. Well, now how are you even in there at night?
You know, haven't we all like been to a function at a school or at your school at night, like in the gymnasium, and then you like peel off?
You wander away?
And you wander away?
It's typically frowned upon. They don't want you to do that.
Well, of course they don't want you to do it, but I'm just saying.
Reading a book under a tree? Serene in the sunlight at night. Sure. How are you even seeing it? Like, how are we doing that?
Holding a doll.
And it's got to be the right person. If you're a little girl holding a doll, I feel like no one's looking at it. But if you're like an adult guy, what are you doing holding on to a doll?
Or just
that's
anyone.
Creepy.
Even if it's a little girl holding a doll at night, you're just like, kid, you all right?
Well, unless it's comfort, because the night can be scary.
Under a street lamp, holding a doll.
Blowing bubbles, joyful in the day. Oddly eerie when done in the dark.
It was like, why would you even?
Right. But again, it's got, who are you doing that? If you're a little kid, makes more sense.
Yeah, exactly. This is all things that would be just normal during the day, but at night just kind of take on that creepier sort of like aura.
Playing hopscotch. Again, who is playing hopscotch? If you are an adult man, I'm going to say it's creepy any time of day.
I mean, we could go one further and say just drawing something on the sidewalk, like drawing with chalk on the sidewalk.
If you're doing
at
that
night.
At night, weird. Yes. How can you see your artwork?
Yes, exactly.
Bizarre.
Exactly.
Yes. Things. Ooh, riding a bike slowly. Oh. That's creepy,
yeah,
I think.
Basically what we're saying is anything that's normal during the day seems creepy at night.
Yes, even if it's not. But why are you doing that?
Swinging on a swing set.
Sure.
Like, what are you doing?
Now, that said, when we were growing up, though, I feel like we were out playing until dark, you know, the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, we did not come home until after dark. Now it's weird. Now maybe we don't.
Mowing a lawn. Someone texted. Yeah, that.
Oh, if you're mowing the lawn at night, no, sir. Yeah. How can you make sure your lines are straight?
Taking a picture. Fun hobby during the day.
Uh huh.
Stalker like at night.
Right.
Like what? What are you? What are you? That does seem a little creepy. It's like, are you really taking a picture of that moon, or are you taking a picture of the people underneath? And what are you doing?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Kansas says getting in the ocean.
Oh my God, no.
Maybe we don't. If I can't look under and see what's in there with me, I'm not doing it.
There is nothing scarier in my mind.
Yeah, no.
Then the ocean at night.
No,
sir. Some people think it's serene and peaceful and all that.
You can take moonwalk walks on the beach, sure.
But if you're
just dipping our toes at best.
Yeah, but if you're getting in the ocean and swimming at night, absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not.
Nope.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, hey, we can.
Good list.
I was going to say, this is a good list. We could go on like this for the rest of the show, really. But we don't have that kind of time. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So just think about all the, look, as you're going throughout your day, watching people do things, and then you're going to think to yourself, that might be weird at night.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm seeing this during the day.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good list. Thank you for those. It's 99.7 DJX.